I'm standing on the grass next to a small pale stone stump. The stone is smooth and has a faint inscription. Letters and a year. Is it 1888? There is another similar stone to my right, a little distance away. Victoria Park feels like an oasis from the industrial area we've just left. Opened in 1845, Victoria Park, the People's Park, has a layered history, and it has been a site of numerous demonstrations and festivities throughout the years. Protest marches, from suffragettes to Rock Against Racism, have found space here to unite and express their causes. Here amongst the leisure activities of today remains a trace of a historic folk custom which was performed across many areas of the UK, with some areas still performing the ritual today. These stone pillars, known as boundary stones, represent the end of parish lines, divisions of areas and communities lost to history now, but which remain one of the last physical traces that reminds me of an annual custom known as beating the bounds. Have you noticed these before? The folk custom involved as much as a three-day procession featuring members of a parish, led by clergy and schoolboys, wielding willow branches who would beat the boundary and these stones as a territorial act. Boundary stones became an important feature of developing and industrialising communities when geographical landscapes changed and local landmarks became indistinct. Beating the bounds was one of the longest running events in the English calendar, and traditionally took place in various locations around Ascension Day, a Christian feast day that marks the end of the Easter period. Like many folk customs, the practice can be traced back to ancient civilizations and pre-Christian roots, as this description acknowledges. The custom of perambulating the circuit of a territory goes back into remote times, long before the formation of parishes. It was performed by our forefathers in Saxon times, and was undertaken on days known as gang days, a term which remained in use in the country until a recent period. The journeying and the viewing were derived from a still older observance practiced by the Romans, who held festivals in honour of the god Terminus and the goddess Ceres, who jointly personified the district and its fertility. The ritual found religious purpose in the Christian church and became an expression of a religious offering. The stones now are the only remaining trace that reference this practice in the area. Exit Victoria Park via Gunmaker's Bridge, a pedestrian bridge leading towards Old Ford Road. Follow the map to our next location on Roman Road. Notice along the way the traces of narrowboat art or the blue plaques evidencing the suffragettes' work.